Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Rescue me from death, O God, my Savior, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. If you allow our God to guide you, and trust God's love in all your ways, you'll have God's strength, whatever betide you, to bear you through the evil days. Who hopes in God's unchanging love, builds on the rock that naught can move. Only be still and wait God's leisure, in cheerful hope with heart content. To take whate'er your Abba's pleasure, and all deserving love have sent. Surely our inmost wants are known, to one whose love is always shown. Sing, pray, and keep God's ways unswerving, so do your own part faithfully, and trust the word, though undeserving, you'll find it true delightfully. God won't forsake or leave in need the souls that love and trust indeed. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Adonai, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you, for your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth beyond the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand and reply. From your holy place you made this promise. My love will triumph and give a home to this people. Who will answer the invitation of love to change enemies into friends? Will you walk with us into the fray and lead us to the triumph of peace? Help us as we fight our fears, for there is no one else we can trust. You are both comfort and guide. With you we will conquer with love. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn.
A reading from the Book of Numbers. Adonai said to Moses, "Assemble for me 70 elders of Israel, those you know to be true elders and authorities among the people, and bring them to the meeting tent. When they are in place beside you, I will come down and speak with you there. I will take some of the spirit that is on you and will bestow it on them, that they may share the burden of this people with you. Thanks be to God.
Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. Pour out your spirit on all humankind, and renew the face of the earth. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. Send forth your spirit, Adonai, and renew the face of the earth. I know my Abba, because I have come from God, and it was my Abba who sent me. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I know my Abba, because I have come from God, and it was my Abba who sent me.
In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light we shall see light. Send forth your light and your truth. Let these be our guide. Fill us each morning with your constant love, that we may sing and be glad all our life. Let us see your wonderful works. May your people see your glorious might. Gracious God, may your blessing be upon us, and grant us success in all we do. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We give you thanks, O Holy One, for with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night, and have led us from the shadows of darkness into morning's light. You call us in this holy season to a daily change of heart and mind. May the spiritual practices we have embraced this Lent open us to receive the gifts of new life which comes with the spring, and empower us to accomplish your purpose in our lives for the good of all your holy people and the whole of your beloved creation. For yours is the power and glory of life and love, now and forever. Amen. May the God of light fill us with all peace and joy, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may celebrate this special season and prepare for the joy of Easter. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.